Brian is with us with this morning's business news. Brian.
Thank you, Brian. The pound is sitting at 5-month highs as negotiations on a Brexit deal are deemed to be moving in the right direction, with the differences between the sides narrowing. Aidan Donnelly, head of equities with Davy, is on the line. The pound is highly reactive at the moment, Aidan. Big swings depending on mainly on rumour and leaks, and there's probably a bit of volatility to go yet.
Oh, I would have thought so, yes. Literally with each news story that comes out, the pound is reacting. And it's also feeding through to a lot of the equity markets and stocks that will be deemed to have been negatively impacted by a hard Brexit are rallying on the news of a potential deal. And we've seen it in some of the Irish stocks as well as a lot of the UK stocks.
And the stock market is an interesting barometer here, because some stocks actually go up because the pound is going down. Isn't that the case?
That is the case, absolutely. You know, stocks that would be very domestically focused within the UK have suffered over the last kind of 2 years, whereas the stocks that are much more globally orientated have, with the weakness in sterling, been very strong performers, particularly those in the FTSE 100.
Cast your eye a little further west now, Aidan. It's earnings season in the US. It's considered quite an important one because it comes against the backdrop of elevated stock markets and signs of a global economy that's slowing down, and that's creeping into the US economy now. It's a few days in now. What have we seen so far?
It certainly is a key earnings season. We've seen a couple of the banks report yesterday. The big banks like the JP Morgan and Goldman reported yesterday. We've more of those today. But I think, you know, we've seen a deterioration in the forecasts for a lot of the companies in the S&P 500. Really, as you said, on the back of the stronger dollar, but also more importantly, the tariffs and the trade. So I think what will be key for people to watch is and listen to is what companies are saying about their guidance for the rest of this year and into next year, particularly if no end is in sight for the trade negotiations.
And the trade war is having an impact. We heard that warning from the IMF yesterday. They believe that it could knock a full percent off the expected growth otherwise if there had been no trade war.
Absolutely. Like, if you look at it at a company level, at the end of June, analysts were probably forecasting slightly flat profit year on year for the third quarter. We're now down at nearly negative 5%. So there has been a deterioration as the real bite has come from the tariffs being implemented over the last 3 months.
Looking ahead over the next few days, there'll be a lot of interest in the so-called FANG stocks, the big tech stocks, and Netflix kicks off this evening. Its stock has been under pressure over the last while. What are we expecting to hear from them?
Well, it's interesting for the tech sector in general. The earnings forecasts have been coming down quite a bit over the last 3 months, and they're probably seeing some of the largest declines. And I think what will be very, very important is, given how strong the stocks have been over the last kind of 18 months to 2 years, people will be looking to see, are the earnings growth coming through? And in case of Netflix, you know, are we seeing good subscriber growth, or is the price increases that they've put through over the last kind of 9 to 12 months beginning to bite in terms of consumer engagement?
And the fact that stocks have been growing so strongly over the last 2 years or so, they're almost defying gravity in some sense, and there have been predictions of the end of the bull run. Are we there yet? Is this the end of the road?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, so long as we can still see earnings growth coming through, just definitely valuations have expanded particularly over this year. So, you know, I think there's probably not a lot of room for further multiple expansion from here. But I think, you know, so long as the economies remain okay, and certainly into next year, you're likely to still see some economic growth in the US, even against the backdrop of the trade issues. And I think wider global growth is going to be, albeit at lower levels than where we were in the last few years, still growing. And I think against that backdrop, companies can continue to grow their profitability, and that should give the last kind of push up in equity markets from here.
Aidan Donnelly, head of equities with Davy, thank you very much indeed. More business news at 8:30 now. It's back to Gavin.